The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, for those traversing the capital by bike, a raft of cycle schemes for Dublin promises to deliver 60 kilometres of segregated bike lanes by 2024. Details of permanent and interim projects for Dublin City were outlined to city councillors in a meeting last night. One of those present was Green Party group leader on Dublin City Council and councillor for the Southwest Inner City, Michael Pidgeon. And Michael is with me in studio. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
What was the reception at the meeting like? Was everyone gung-ho for bike lanes?
Yeah, pretty positive, to be honest. I think most people are in favour of making cycling safe. Maybe they'll quibble about an individual implementation of a bike lane at a specific location. But in the main, I think people are glad to see some movement on this. We're talking about, we've about 30 kilometres of bike lanes in the city. Some of them are just a bit of paint on the road. We're talking about moving to 310 kilometres over the next years.
And 310 kilometres.
In Dublin City alone. It's a
now,
huge amount.
How much of it will be paint on the road and a few plastic bollards, and how much will be safely segregated? Because I think that may be the key.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. Personally, I'm someone who cycles absolutely everywhere. My partner recently took up cycling, and it's been eye-opening going around with her and just seeing, actually, these junctions aren't safe, and a bit of a bike lane that's a piece of paint on a road and it runs for maybe 300 metres and then you're dumped in with general traffic, it's kind of no good to anyone.
Yeah.
So what this is aiming to do is make junctions safe, give proper segregation, and hopefully we can move away from the plastic bollards, which I find a bit unsightly.
Yeah. Now, segregation in an old city, in the suburbs, I think it's probably easier to do because sometimes the roads are quite wide, and going forward you'll say, well, I'm sorry, there won't be two lanes for cars anymore. There'll be one lane and there'll be room for cycling both going to and from, that kind of things, and maybe better access for pedestrians and all that kind of thing, and bus lanes. Mm-hmm. But in Dublin City Centre, where I see an awful lot of pedal traffic, be it electric pedals or sometimes the scooters and e-scooters, it's very congested.
It is. It really is. And it's very tough. There's a lot of hard choices there, and a lot of it's going to be tied in with the changes we're going to bring in for Bus Connects to bring bus priority into the city centre, because ultimately, we just need to look at the volume of people coming in. What's the most efficient way to move as many people as possible into the city? For a lot of people, that's going to be bus, Dart, Lewis, and indeed cycling, because it takes up so little space.
Indeed, but a bus, you know, will deliver maybe 60, 70 people in one fell swoop.
Absolutely.
And that's a lot of people on e-scooters and bicycles, and indeed a huge amount of people in cars. The length of a line of traffic that would deliver 70 people.
Exactly.
In often single occupancy vehicles. So you can see what the end game might be. But it's getting from where we are now, where many people depend on the private car, because they use it in a sequential fashion. Drop the kids to school or whatever, then go to the office and
exactly.
Maybe do the reverse.
And like at the nub of it, and I found this during the local elections, canvassing around the area, you'd find a load of people will say, I'd love to cycle, but it doesn't feel safe. Or they'd love their kids. Maybe their kids are at an age where they could cycle.
Yeah.
But they say, the way cars zoom around here, it doesn't work. So that's what we need to get to, is getting away from this idea of just building a tiny bit of a bike lane somewhere and moving on to a real network so you can transfer safely around the city. You know, we wouldn't build roads that just randomly stop somewhere and you have to drive over a bit of mud. We need to do that with bike lanes as well, make sure they're all connected into each other.
Now, one of the difficulties with ordinary pedal power, as distinct from e-power, be it a scooter or a bicycle, is that cyclists are often unwilling to go with a one-way system, for example. Now, I often wonder, why don't you just get off the bike and walk? You know, then you won't be offending anybody. But no, cyclists will insist on driving the wrong way up a one-way system. Because, and I can understand it, you know, more effort required to do the big one-way loop rather than take a quick nip through this one-way street the wrong way.
Yeah, and I think that's actually something we're going to probably look at changing. There's a couple of places, like if you look at Molesworth Street, I think is a good example of that. It's a one-way street, but there is a sign that says, except for cyclists. So you can,
as long as everyone knows that.
I know. Well, that's the issue. But I used to live in Brussels, and pretty much everything is one way streets there. But virtually every road they have that's one way has a little sign saying "except cyclists," obviously in French.
But is it dedicated? Like, are they segregated so that the cyclists are not taking their chances with the man in the white van?
Sometimes they're segregated. But I have to be honest. Sometimes there's one way streets where it's actually quite narrow. And by having cyclists go in the opposite direction, it kind of calms everything down. It slows down the speed a bit naturally. So ideally, you'd have it segregated and fully safe always. But if there's some roads where, you know, the city's built, it's just too narrow, you can't do it. I think that's a practical solution that we're going to end up doing all over the city eventually.
Okay. Now, this morning was a wet morning in Dublin City. I come in, use an electric car, trying to be as green as I can. In the summer, I'll use a motorbike. But I noticed that the traffic volumes increased dramatically this morning because it was a wet morning and people just said, I'm not going to take the bike or I'm not going to run or jog or whatever way I normally get. And the lack of alternatives really is what bugs a lot of people. They go to other cities. You mentioned Brussels. Great metro in Brussels. Great metro in Paris. Great metro in London. Great metro in Budapest. Great metro. I could keep on naming them. Even in ancient cities like Rome, you've got a metro where they went under these architecturally sacred buildings to build a metro. So until we have, you know, rapid transit that's meaningful, we're going to be fighting an uphill battle, aren't we?
It's always going to be that, because for about 40 years, Ireland made a conscious choice. We ripped out the tram network. It was all cars, cars, cars. And that was the choice we made for a long time. Widen roads, more motorways, that sort of thing. And the end result of that is people don't really have that many options. A lot of people are stuck with the car and nothing else. So we need to give people those options. One of that is going to be buses. One of that's going to be metro, which hopefully we can get built in the next, or start construction in the next few years. But a big part of it is giving people the freedom to cycle, because people just don't feel safe.
City, though, that is congested and lack of road space and so on, going underground really is the only way.
For public transport, that's always going to be it. But there's a lot to be done with the roads above ground, too. At the moment, if you look at the space between a building on an average road, you're probably giving 80-90% of the space to cars. You need to take some of that space away to redistribute it to buses, Lewis and bikes.
Now, this one is an interesting one. As a regular cyclist, I now feel more threatened by the big, fast electric bikes than by cars. A lot of the delivering of food ridden by people with scant regard for their own and others' safety. Also, as an avid walker, I'm meeting these people on the footpath. Also, as a guy who uses a van regularly for work, I'm finding it increasingly hard to do a day's work. That's from Declan. That's interesting, because he's got all the experiences. He walks. Yeah. And he feels, as a cyclist, threatened by the speed of e-bikes and scooters and also trying to find parking for his van.
Yeah, well, let's be clear. Like, unless you're a four-year-old learning how to cycle, you should never be cycling on the footpath. Simple as that. But I think ultimately...
No, but you know the way the vans can't find parking near where they need to do a delivery.
Sure, I understand. I think there needs to be a slight adjustment in that some people are going to have to walk a little bit further or have a dolly or something to carry goods, because we can't provide parking to the extent that we have. That's such valuable city space and it's very, very difficult. So ultimately, there does need to be a bit of a change there. But to be honest, if we want to stop problems with bikes on footpaths or dangerous cycling or driving, ultimately you just have to provide safe infrastructure. And that's hopefully what the plan from Dublin City Council will do, is encourage people into bike lanes and actually separate drivers out from cyclists.
I was asking you about the you can't turn right onto Strand Road from the Merrion Road at the moment. I was wondering, was it to do with bikes? It's not. It's to do with water. But it does demonstrate the kind of impositions there are on all traffic when you have to do big infrastructural work. And Fairview, I think, is probably a classic example. And that's going to drive people mad if we're going to do all these kilometres of dedicated cycle lanes with all the associated work that will impede free flow.
Absolutely. And I'm sure it was a nightmare when these roads were built as well. Do you know, like, every piece of road traffic infrastructure changes the roads, and it always causes traffic, at least for a few weeks. Even when it's completed, there's a couple of weeks where it's difficult. But in time, people see the benefits of those changes, whether it's road widening or road narrowing or new bike lanes or new bus lanes. It's people talk about traffic chaos, quote unquote, for a while, but then eventually you get over it and you have a better system at the end.
The promise of things to come. Michael Pidgeon, Green Party Group Leader on Dublin City Council, Councillor for Southwest Inner City. Michael, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.